to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, don't hold it against me if I save a soul along the way, because I do have a little bit of that in me, too. Man, I'm the son of a preacher, man. Son of a, I know y'all want to say son of something else, but don't do it. Don't you do it. Son of a preacher. That's my dad. Matter of fact, back in 2010, I got my inspiration to start this show, named it Marketing Pulpit in his honor. That's the Reverend Dr. W.H. Gatewood. And I am Robert Gatewood, his son. 10 of 14 kids. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And welcome to all of the new listeners on WOL 1450 AM and on the new band 95.9 FM. Man, we have a show here like no other. We always bring it to all you folks out there listening. If you have a business, if you have a business or thinking about starting a business, this is the place you want to be. Because let me tell you something, people. We are in different times. Times are changing. Don't sit there and wait until you are 2 years into the Trump presidency and say, man, I should have done something before this guy got his hooks, before he started spreading his wings and planting his seeds and all these different things. You need to start now. So what I want you to do, I want you to sit for a minute and contemplate. I want you to go in a room, close the blinds, turn out the lights, cross your legs, chant, norm your renge, KO, whatever you do, pray, any of that kind of stuff. And think about what you're going to do in 2017 to prepare you for the future. Not just for Donald Trump's sake, but for your own sake. I don't care who is in the White House, whether it's President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the devil himself. You still have to take responsibility for your own future and your own actions. So I want you to think about 2017. Think of this as a starting point. Think about this as starting anew. We made some mistakes in 2016. We did some things, we left some things on the table. Maybe we did great, but let's not rest on our laurels. If nothing else this election showed us is that we can't get drawn into a highway hypnosis where you're driving down the road and you're not even paying attention because things are so comfortable and so familiar. Well, every now and then you hit a road bump, you hit a pothole. You drift off into the bushes and you got to wake up. Now you realize you got to put both hands on the wheel and stay focused. So that's what I want you to do for 2017, starting today. Put your right hand on the wheel, put your left hand on the wheel, turn your head forward, focus, concentrate, because this is a new and different time, and I want you to follow the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're going to lead you through these troubled waters. My name is Robert Gatewood, and I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I also have in the studio today none other than Coach Keith Howard, who's also one of our regular hosts. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Robert, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I couldn't think of a better place to be because it's freezing outside. Man. So I'm inside, so that's a good thing.
You brought this cold with you, man. It wasn't this cold last week when you weren't here. So I'm going to hold this one against you. Man, we got a lot going on here today, Keith. As you know, Marketing Pulpit Show has become, well, let's think about WOL in general. It has been traditionally the town crier. It's been the rallying point. It's been the stomping ground. It's been the big place where we can just all gather and air our feelings and give ourselves a big virtual and communal hug if we have to. Sometimes we have to come on here and celebrate. Sometimes we have to come on here and cry. Sometimes we have to come on here and do a little bit of both in the same show. And today is no exception. So I'm going to run through this show as we always do. And the main mission, though, no matter what we do here, no matter how many times you think we've kind of drifted off course, it all has an ultimate objective of building these businesses in our community and putting our people to work. Now, sometimes you got to shake things up because we take a holistic approach here. You can't be just worrying about business all the time when the world is crumbling down around you. If the building's on fire, sometimes you got to grab a bucket and put out the fire before you can continue with the business. And that's the approach we take here. That's why we bring up things like the news, things that are happening in the world, things that are political, things that are spiritual, things that are educational, things that are athletic-based. We cover it all here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And you feel free out there in the radio audience to join us. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'd like to recognize our other shows. On our Monday, we have Mr. Dennis Shipman out of New York. On Tuesday, we have Miss Sharon Bennett out of Charlotte, North Carolina. On Wednesday, we have Tisha Hillman, attorney at law. And she's bringing it on this. Man, that lady, she really has it rocking and rolling. On Thursday, we have two shows. We have the Economics and Literacy Show out of Houston, Texas, and Marvin, North Carolina. And starting, I think it started this week, we have Miss Velociday. She's also our guest here in the studio, but she has her own show now on Thursdays, and she's talking about the Money Zone. Man, you don't want to miss that one. That's a good one. On Fridays, we have Mr. Ray Razor, the Sight and Vision Show. And then on Saturday, we have Mr. Keith Howard, the coach, and Dave Owens. Hey, wait a minute. I mean, it's not Saturday. What you doing up in here?
Hey.
I got my calendars mixed up. But anyway, Keith is going to be joining us also on the second Friday of every month, and we're proud to have him in the studio. Keith, we got a lot going on out here in the news, too. I'm just going to run down some of the things because I like to bring people. Sometimes people like to talk about these things, and I know I like to talk about them. First thing I want to talk about today is the we talked about last week, we talked about Joe McKnight. This guy somehow felt that it was necessary to kill this brother. This guy, I'm still mad over this.
Yeah, that was a tough one. And Joe McKnight had a sterling career at USC and then with the Jets.
Right.
And to just see that just out of the blue like that, very random.
And I'm sure that was...
A life is gone.
And I'm sure that had an impact on you since you're in the sports world. I mean, somebody you obviously followed, very familiar with.
Very familiar with. And, you know, Joe's still in good shape. He's just waiting on a call, really.
That's
waiting
right.
on a call to get back in the league.
And he's only 28. It's not like this guy was 28 years old, still
right.
in his prime, to be cut down like that. So last week, we were getting it as breaking news, and we made the announcement on the air, and I think Attorney Hillman, somebody got a text. She got a text from somebody who said it was he had been released.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 4 days, this guy was wandering around free. He kills somebody, goes home, take a nap, go to bed, you know, whatever he does when he gets home. I mean, it really just it rubbed people the wrong way. So 4 days later, the sheriff down in Jefferson Parish, he announced that this guy was being booked, so... He has been charged for manslaughter. They said it wasn't murder because manslaughter usually means that it was a heat of passion, it wasn't premeditated. And sometimes if you do overcharge, if you try to charge somebody with first-degree murder, then the chances of getting a conviction are slim. And some people said it could have been second degree, but we'll see. But so I just wanted to let people get people an update that this guy was charged and...
Took 4 days, though.
Took
4 days. I mean, I can do a lot with 4 days.
That's right.
I can go a lot of places in 4 days. So I just don't get that one that this guy wanders about. You know, I mean, did we detain him? Did we ask any questions?
Would they let you and I walk around for 4 days after killing somebody?
That's a negative.
And this is what the sheriff said. Well, he's not going anywhere. Hello? How do you know that?
Right.
I mean, now he's going to look at us and say, of course, we may flee. Because there was another case in the state that was the trial started the same week with Will Smith.
Right.
Also out of New Orleans, was killed down in that same area. And the guy that shot him of a different color was charged right away, held. And so I guess they didn't believe. I guess they figured he was going somewhere, so they locked him up.
Makes you wonder what's the definition of law and order. Not really sure what that is.
Well, I guess it varies. It shouldn't be relative, but in some cases, it does seem to be. Another thing that's going on, the trial of Dylan Roof, the guy that shot up the people down at St. Emmanuel Church down in Charleston, South Carolina, this guy decided to represent himself. And I was still, we talked about that last year, and I was mad because people had forgiven the guy so fast, and I still have an issue with that, even though a year.
As well, you should.
A year went by, and I'm still not in that.
That's all right.
As forgiving as some people. And I gave my reasons last year, and I'm going to give them again why I believe, let me tell you, my dad was a fire and brimstone minister. He taught us the golden rule. But one thing that this alacrity to forgive, I'm going to give you five quick points. When you pardon somebody, you basically, you almost give it, relieving them of responsibility. And giving them it's okay not to receive any consequences for their action when you're doing it too fast. Now, I'm not saying forever. I'm saying when you do it too fast. Also, when you forgive somebody, when somebody does something that's so egregious, it's not just the person that they performed it on. It affects us all. So when you shot up that church in South Carolina, you didn't just shoot up the people in Emmanuel. You affected all of us.
Right, right.
I mean, one of my classmates was in that bunch. So it affected me personally. That's right. One of my classmates was in that group. Went to my school at Livingstone College. We came into the same year. We played in the same band. And so when I saw this, I was really not ready to forgive anybody, and still not. People have to take responsibility and suffer consequences. And if you forgive them too easy, you don't give them that opportunity to search their soul and really think about what they did. So when you give them, you need to give them that time to suffer, to mold in what they've done. When you come right out of the bat and forgive them, you don't even give them the chance to repent. The other reason people say they do it because it makes them feel better. Well, I hate to say it, but when you do it too fast, that quick feeling is fleeting. You might feel good for that moment, but the next day you got to wake up and that person is still has committed this crime. So anyway, folks, I say if you want to forgive people, by all means, but let's let things bat themselves out before we jump on all this quick forgiveness. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I have in the studio with me, Mr. Coach Keith Howard. We got a lot going on today. Today we're going to be talking about, later in the show, Coach Howard is going to talk about some of the things that's going on in the business world. Give us a teaser, Coach. What are you going to be talking about later on?
Well, an easy teaser is, you know, just a couple of weeks ago we had Black Friday.
Hey.
And there's a little something called Black Monday.
Black Monday.
And it's coming. It's coming next month.
Do I have to get my credit card out? It's not that kind of.
Well, not exactly. But somebody may need a credit card on Black Monday because they will be out of a job.
Wow. I can't wait to hear about that. All right. So that's coming up later in the show, Black Monday. Man, never heard of that one.
Oh, you will.
All right. And let's see, what else is going on? Now, this is something that's interesting. I guess in light of Donald Trump's election, there's been a run on gun purchases in the black community. Now, we've always heard about this lopsidedness, that everybody's buying guns, or either some militia or some right winger or somebody who's trying to take over the country. Well, so many people got concerned and worrying about what a Donald Trump presidency might mean. Several sources, including gun ranges, statistics, shops, they have all said the same thing, that they have been shocked at the number of African Americans that have flooded into gun training. Like in Maryland, you have to get an HQL license. And a lot of these places, they're saying overall sales dropped. But in the black community, and even communities of other color, brown and Muslims, gun sales have gone through the roof. So, folks, that's been a very interesting statistic.
Well, I think when you talk about the term and defining the term law and order, right, everyone has their own definition of that.
Right.
And so depending on what your definition of that, you may be late. You may need to go get that gun right now.
I hate to say it. Because people have gone to fool. Some of these folks that are Trump supporters, and I'm not saying everybody who voted for Trump is a fool. I mean, no, I'm not saying that, but.
Or deplorable.
But at some point you have to say to yourself, do I need to protect myself from these crazies?
Well, it is an amendment right that we have to bear arms.
Second Amendment.
And I don't believe that that's in jeopardy anymore.
All right, hold that thought there, Keith. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to be right back after the break. We're going to talk about later in the show buyer's remorse and a couple other topics. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
WOL traffic and weather report brought to you by Unbound. Northbound on the Baltimore Washington Parkway, you'll be very slow right now out of Chevrolet from 202 up past 450 before 410, where once again today we have that water main work that's going on in the median northbound on the BW Parkway north of 450 before you get to 410 on your way up toward the Beltway. So the left lane is closed. You're squeezing by to the right to get by in that backup. 295 is still pretty slow both ways. Northbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street, southbound from Benning Road to East Capitol Street. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out, change the world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast. Sunny, windy, and cold today, high near 40 degrees. Clear overnight and cold again, down to 26 tomorrow. Sunny day, but the high tomorrow, only 38. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Coach Keith Howard. Yeah, welcome to the booth there, Coach.
Hey, it's great to be here. It's warmer in here than outside, so it's great to be in here.
It's a beast out there.
That wind is cutting.
Man, I'm telling you. I'd like to welcome our new listeners. If you have not tuned in before, I'd like to welcome you. The mission here is to build strong businesses in our community, and we put our people to work. We have to do this in every way we can, because we are fighting against some diabolical forces out here. And also, I want to say, get ready for 2017. Marketing Pulpit is going to WVON in Chicago. So look out, Chicago. Hang on to your hat. We are coming to the Windy City, courtesy of Miss Inez Kelly. We're going to be partnering with her up there. So, folks, and a shout-out to Inez Kelly and the Final Pitch TV show, of which I am a host, and we're glad to be partnering with them as we bring you more and more tools to help put our people to work. Now, one guy who didn't get the benefit or the blessings of being put to work was a guy named Mr. Larry Jefferson Gamble. He got a job over at the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Cold there, too.
I'm sure it's cold there. But he was dressed for the weather because he had on a red and white suit and a white beard.
Oh, really?
He went in as Santa Claus. Now, he's a brother, black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And some whites boycotted the mall because they had a black Santa Claus.
Mm.
Brother just can't get a break.
No, he cannot get a break.
Come on, folks. Can we get a break of any sort?
This is a true story.
This is a true story.
In 2016.
In 2016.
Unbelievable.
I mean, our parents said, let's boycott. There are people saying, hey, you can't have a black Santa. Santa is white. Now, to these folks, all I want to say, folks, Santa is a myth. There is no real Santa. I know you got on the boat a little late, but there is no Santa Claus, Jr., so... Brother just can't get a break. Man, every time I turn around, there's like I heard one of the announcers on CNN last night. I'm going to have to steal this story, this line from her. She said that she was referring to Donald Trump, but I'm going to say in general going into 2017, just brace yourself for the shock. You just can't get bent out of shape every time something strange happens, or you just going to be a pretzel.
Right. You just got to roll with it.
So you got to brace yourself not get too bent out of shape out of anything you hear. So when you hear something like people boycotting a mall in 2016 because a mythical figure shows up in a red and white suit, get ready for a rough and tumble ride. That is why you need the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show or my company, Gatewood Marketing. I am bringing people into the 2017 the right way because my company, we specialize in making companies succeed. That's why I'm about to give you some quick tips on what you need to be doing right now to get ready for 2017. First of all, put together yourself a marketing strategy. People hate that word because it means you got to think, you got to do some work, you got to wait, things got to take time. They want some quick sales. They want you to give them a magic bullet and wave a wand. But I hate to say it, people, it doesn't quite work like that. You need a strategy. Now, that doesn't mean you got to write a big old book, a big Bible, or anything like that. But what you do have to do, you have to plan. And I'm going to tell you about it as soon as I take this call. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Good morning, Mr. Gatewood, and your guest.
Good morning.
This is Marlon.
Good morning.
We spoke about two months ago. And I had some phone issues. My phone got completely wiped out, so I lost your contact information. But
down in Virginia,
Montrose, Virginia, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm on a road right now. headed towards Wisconsin. The weather, you talk about weather in D.C., you haven't seen anything if you haven't been out this way.
Wisconsin.
It's going to be brutal this weekend. So
can a brother survive in Wisconsin?
That's what I was thinking. We make it? You're going the wrong way.
No. Y'all got to realize that if we're the original people, then we can handle any weather.
I love it, man. All right, you're right. You're exactly right. We weather
worse,
right?
It doesn't bother me. But I appreciate your show, and I listened to it, and I just had to call in today just to give my observation what I've seen around the country. And I do want to make one statement, though, about it, because I appreciate your holistic approach to building businesses.
Yes, sir.
And then not only that, it's the things that, like you said, that are around the business, our environment, which we're going to build our business in. We have to make sure that those are conducive to successful business as well.
Definitely.
So along with that, if I can grab your shirt tail and piggyback with you, is from what I've seen in the past, say, 6 months, mm-hmm. there's no way there's going to be a sort of quote-unquote black economic renaissance if we don't have two things in place.
Okay.
And that's agriculture and industry. And when I say agriculture industry, I'm talking about that we own and control. We can't talk about, being a part of this particular system, because you can't close a gap. Economic gap with if everything that you do enhances the person that you're trying to catch up with. And that's where we are right now, is every single activity that we do and we participate in the system actually enhances the system that we're trying to catch up with and defeat or close that gap. So we have to almost like break away and establish our own set of agriculture, our own set of industry in order to close that gap in the housing, health, so on and so forth. So, and I've seen it out here firsthand, and when they say that the jobs are overseas, that is one huge lie.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm in the whitest of the white, not just communities.
Right.
The whites have cities.
Right.
They don't have communities. They have whole cities where they're 96% of the population, and, you see one or two blacks working in there, but I'm talking about lumber yards, I'm talking about steel mills,
right.
Aluminum centers. I'm talking about stuff that you couldn't function without having in your house, in your home. Right now, we couldn't walk in our house and pick up the simplest item that was created, manufactured, designed, and sold by blacks. So that's what we have to change, and that's at that dirty, grimy level. It's not pretty. So
right,
we have a lot of service jobs,
right.
But we don't own and control any industry and very little agriculture.
Well, Marlon,
and so I'm seeing this firsthand.
Well, Marlon, we talked about this briefly, and I appreciate you calling back, because I do. You're one of these brothers I do want to keep in touch with. Now, what if we had to do something today to further this or to kick it into motion? I know you're doing some things, but to the average person listening out here, what should they be doing to help further this?
First thing is procure land. You can't do anything if you don't have a place to do it. You have to have a place first. And so it's difficult to – well, I won't get into the negative part of it. First thing is buy land. Get land any way you can get it, whether it be leasing, renting, owning, or whatever.
Hey, Marla,
get your hands on some land.
Let me ask you this. I have one of my clients is into the solar, and I was a lot of people, like when I was coming up, there was this people didn't have a reason, but they just heard people say, go buy some land, and they didn't know what to do with this land. They'd own it. Sometimes they'd own it for years and years, and they get tired of it, either by through paying taxes for it, they got broken, they need to sell it, because they didn't have anything immediately to do with that land. So now some of these same people that own land, they're discovering this thing called solar farms, where you can actually take this big old vacant lots that you own and put in these solar panels and get tapped into the solar grid, and actually make money on that land that has been sitting there dormant for so many years. So that's just like a tip to people that buy land and not sure what to do with it right away while they're trying to wait on it to appreciate or somebody come along and buy it. You can actually turn that land into profit almost in the short term. Anyway, I just wanted to inject that.
No, that's a good way, a good passive way to use that land, but we really don't we really can't afford to use it passively right now.
Right.
That's how far. Just give you an example. I won't name the steel company that I went into, but I'm telling you, the steel company that I went is the size of a small city. Hmm. They have a gate and all that private property. The steel company has been around since, say, 1904.
Wow.
And they gross, I think their net profit, I think last year was $1.5 billion profit. That's after they paid all their employees. Wow. $1.5 billion. Imagine if we had a tenth of that, a tenth of the size of that, what it would do for our, you know, our goals in our community. So we have to think on that level. Passive solar panel would be great, but it's just sitting there. But for example, what I would do is I would drop seeds in that land, and I would plant cotton. Okay. I would plant all types of stuff. And then once you start doing that, you start creating these networks. Okay, now that causes a need to have somebody to distribute that cotton to.
It creates an ecosystem, right?
Exactly. Solar panels just sit there, but when you start creating things that are part of a system, now you start creating other networks and lines of distribution, and other needs come up out of that part, particular activity.
You sound like an economist. All right, we're going to run out of time here, Marlon. Give me the other one before we get to the break. You said number one was get land. What's another one?
Yeah, get land, grow food. Once you get land and grow food,
okay.
Then just for one example, start collecting scrap metal. Start collecting scrap metal, the metal that you can't live without metal. So you can Google what to do with scrap metal. You can burn it, you can belt it down, turn it into biscuits, you can sell it to another. I mean, you can do so many things. So
hey,
that's
Marla.
Just one example.
Hey, Marla, me and my co-host and I are sitting here nodding out here.
right.
This is a smart dude.
This is a smart dude right here.
Hey, Marla, look, we're going to run out of time, man. But look, Marla, I appreciate you. I tell you what, man, send me some information. I want to integrate your information and your ideas into my ecosystem. How about that?
I'm 100%. That's why I called in.
All right, man. Thank you, Marlon. Marlon, thank you again. And we're gonna take a quick break. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. And thank you, Marlon. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington. W240DJ Washington 95.9. WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD2 Washington. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, we're trying to give more power to the people. We're talking about real power. We're not talking about this fake power, this fleeting power, this power you have for 5 minutes, this power that's controlled by somebody else, this power of being a puppet on somebody's string. I am so tired of these fake power. People jump up here in front of the screen and they're rapping and raving and carrying on like they all that. And somebody else just pulling all their strings. And that's one thing I love about being an independent, I'm free. Keith, I'm free.
Hey, there's no greater freedom than entrepreneurship and signing your own check. It's no greater freedom than that. Believe me.
You have some rough days. There are some days you wonder how you're going to eat. You wonder how you're going to put gas in your car. But let me tell you something, folks. Those folks that ran away from the plantation, they had worse. They were being chased by dogs. They had to live in trees, eat berries and roots. And so sometimes I call myself the runaway. Now, we got to have some folks on the plantation. Some people got to stay in the house, too, to hold down the fort. But to you folks who took that plunge, I have mad love for you because it is not easy, and it's not getting any easier. That's why if you can scrounge up a couple of bucks, I was giving you my things to do for 2017. If you can scrounge a couple of bucks, maybe you can cut Santa Claus back a little bit. Before you go out here and spend all your money on this Santa Claus, I don't care what color he is. I don't care if he's a black Santa Claus, a white Santa Claus, an Asian Santa Claus. A Latino Santa Claus. I don't care.
I hope he's a green one because I'm green in 2017.
Bro. I hear you, buddy. I hear you. But whatever you do, save some of that money for your business. And you find a guy like yours truly, Robert Gatewood, and I'm going to show you how to take that money and build a successful business. That is what I do. Stop giving your money to these flim-flam artists who are trying to tell you you can do this overnight in a week. It ain't going to happen. Start now, and by the end of next year this time, you're going to be counting some greenbacks. I hate to say it's going to take that long. It might happen sooner, but if it happens sooner than that, we're going to have a little luck, a little lining of the stars, but it takes a process. That's why I say strategy. Get yourself a strategy going into 2017, advertising strategy, a marketing strategy. That includes what media you're going to use. Get you some timelines and milestones. Okay, by January 1st or mid-January, I want my website up. If I have an old website, I want it to be brought up to date, make it responsive, Google-friendly, mobile-friendly. That's a milestone. It's going to cost me X number of dollars, somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000. Put that on the schedule. Milestone it, timestamp it, put it in the budget. Number two, website. Get that website tuned up. If you don't have one, what in the heck are you waiting on? My company does this all day long. We do it for Uncle Sam. We do it for private industry. We do it for the religious and spiritual community. Call me, people. If you don't have a website, let me get you onto the web the right way. You don't have to send your money over to India and Pakistan to some stranger that's going to disappear in the middle of the night with your money. I am in the community. You know where I am. I'm right here at 9701 Apollo Drive in Largo, Maryland. You can come knock on my door. If something's not going right, which it won't happen, you can call me. You can find me. And you're rechanneling money back into the community because when you pay me, I'm going to put some young person or some senior citizen to work. I even hire people with disabilities because I believe they need opportunities too. Folks, let's start thinking long term. Let's start taking care of our own. And I am a conduit. I am a connection to the community. Call me 301-839-2836 or go to marketingpulpit.com and stop procrastinating. That's one of my, that wasn't on the list, but I'm putting it on there. And the
The church just said amen. So
amen.
put it on the list.
All right, the church say amen. Get off the pot. What do you say? If you don't pick, well, anyway, you know how the saying goes. I don't know if that's the FCC word, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it alone.
You know what I mean. And the last, social media, folks. As much as social media has gotten some folks in trouble, it's made some people, it's ruined some people's lives. If you are a business owner, that 7.2 billion people in the world with about, almost 2 billion on Facebook alone, that market is too big to ignore. You need to come to somebody who's trustworthy, who understands how it works, and let them walk you through it. I train people how to do it. I set them up. Me and my staff, we set you up on the right platform, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Pinterest, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter. We help you decide which platform to get on, and we train you on how to use it, then turn it over to you. Stop, once again, trusting these strangers out here. You could be supporting the right wing, the alt-right, ISIS. You don't know who these people are that you're finding on the internet. Keep this in the community. Like Marlon said, we have to build infrastructure in our community and not give all this money and these resources to these dubious and characters out here who just look, because they're presenting something that looks like it's too good to be true. It is too good to be true. You're actually paying folks to further enslave you. We don't have to do that, people. Call me at 301-839-2836 or visit my website at gatewoodmarketing.com. Let's go into 2017 prepared. Let's go in there armed with a plan, a strategy. We do not have to capitulate and say, wow, Trump's in the White House, let's wait 4 years. It's going to be too late in 4 years. You're going to be out here on the street with a cup. So anyway, I'm coming off the pulpit because I have my guest here.
Who's still trying to figure out capitulate, how that got into a sentence, but great job on that. Capitulate. I'm a football coach, Robert. Capitulate.
I got a few more up my sleeve there, Keith. I tell you, when I was in college, Keith, this is crazy. My roommate, a guy named Donnie Hilliard, we went to high school together, and we decided to go to Livingstone College together.
Mm-hmm.
While the rest of the – now, I'm almost ashamed to say this because now you guys are going to paint me as a nerd. But I was a nerd before. I was what they call a cool nerd because I had the afro and I was in the latest styles. But I kind of was an undercover nerd.
Got it. So am I. Don't let the glasses fool you.
Let me tell you what we did, Keith. My roommate and I, while everybody else was out partying, we would take the dictionary and start from the beginning. And we would go word for word. And we set a goal. So by the end of this – semester, we would have gone through this entire dictionary. So we would study the dictionary practically every night. And my teacher, my English teacher, told me, she said, Robert Gatewood, I understand you want to go to law school, you want to do this, and that. She said, but at some point, you got to talk regular English that people can understand. So my English teacher told me to back off of that for a minute and start talking like somebody can understand it. But every now and then, those words that I learned back in my freshman year, they creep into the conversation, so do forgive me for that.
Well, it's good to hear capitulate. Right. I'm loving it.
Bring it back out. Well, we are. Coach Howard is. He actually has a show on Saturdays called Extra Points. He's one of our. He's part of the Marketing Pulpit family, but he has decided to join us over on Radio One on the second Friday of every month, and we're glad to have him. If you his show comes on every Saturday at 10 o'clock. He and Dave Owens, they've been doing that now for over a year. And they have a great show. These guys do a bang-up job. So I'm just glad that I was able to steal him for one day out of the month over here on Radio 1 at WOL and 95.9 FM. So first of all, welcome again to the booth, Keith. Quickly tell us a little bit about the show, and then let's jump into your show, what you've been doing, and then jump into this. I'm curious as all heck about this Black Friday.
Well,
I'm wondering over here if this is something else gonna force me to go into my wallet. Do I have to buy my daughter another gift? Or I mean, what's
you might?
It all depends, right? So take me out of this.
Sure, sure. So first of all, thanks for having me. It's been a delight, and just the wisdom that you're giving. I'm taking notes as you're talking and doing the show at the same time.
Thank you.
Extra Points, radio show, what we do is it's a business of sports show. So, you know, we're not on there to talk about a whole lot of scores and rankings and that, although that plays into the dollar. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're the outcomes on the field, on the court, we now bring the business.
So sports is indeed a business. In case somebody hadn't realized that.
Well, that's what the caller talked about, was how the majority owns entire communities and industries.
Right.
That's one of them.
Uh-oh.
And the coaching industry is really one of them.
Wow.
All you got to do is look around. Okay. Just open your eyes and look around.
You don't have to go Googling or read. Just open your eyes.
Just open your eyes.
Right.
So, so that's what we do every Saturday mornings. We chit chat about not only the revenue sports, you know, the football and the basketball, but the non-revenue stuff, track, right, gymnastics, rowing, all this type of, you know, activity.
People make money in track.
Absolutely.
See.
Those tennis shoes are sponsored.
Woo!
Right? If you just put a Nike logo on, you're paid for life.
What if you win
a gold medal and you're on a Wheaties box?
Get out of here. See, when I think about sports, I think about LeBron and Who are some of the baseball guys?
Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Right down the street.
But you're saying it goes beyond the
baseball. It goes well beyond that. Okay. And then, of course, the support. It's so much support. Commissioners, you know, trainers. You know, I was watching a game last night, Kansas City Chiefs. The Rick Burkholder is a good friend of mine. He's the trainer. He's been a trainer for 20 years. This guy's set for life.
Probably getting paid out of both ends.
And all he's going to do is say, yep, his leg is broken. So then you get this whole, you know, one of the topics that we talk about all the time is coaching in that industry.
Uh-huh.
And then you get this Black Monday.
Black Monday,
Now, I can give you the date so that you can be prepared for it.
I'm ready to write it down.
Okay. It's January 2nd, 2017.
January 2nd.
Right. So basically, Black Monday is the first Monday after the regular season of the NFL. So once the season has ended, there are a rash of terminations. So 2 years ago, they set a record. There were 14 guys out of a job on Black Monday.
So these so people like Snyder, who owns the team, they're sitting there waiting on that day to come out and say, look, all right, but it just didn't work out.
Right.
Do these guys usually know in advance, or is it a surprise in most cases?
You sometimes know, but let's take the guy over in St. Louis, Jeff Fisher. He just signed a 2-year extension.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
If he loses these last three, they could still fire him.
Is that in
They'll just eat the money.
Is that in their contract? They could be. I mean, how do these?
Yeah. I mean, you just pay him out.
Okay.
And to a billionaire, a million is not a lot of money.
Right. That's like a $5 bill to us, right?
Right. So these coaches are on pins and needles right now. Look at Carolina.
Okay.
Carolina's coach went to the Super Bowl just a year ago, but some think he made a bad decision by telling the star player to put a necktie on, so he benched him. Now he's in trouble. So on Black Monday, if your daughter's a Carolina fan and you said, do I have to buy her a gift? You may have to buy her a different team sweatshirt because he may be out of there.
Hey, that's a good segue. You're right. There may be, if all of a sudden your teams have fallen out of favor.
Right.
So, it's actually possible that the Carolina coach could lose the job even after winning going to the Super Bowl last year.
Hold on, Robert. What about the Jets coach, Todd Bowles? Okay. He's only been there 2 seasons. They're awful. They have no talent. Admittedly so. They have no talent. Right, they've played 4 quarterbacks this year. Todd Bowles is in big trouble right now. Look at him in his press conferences. You can see it. It's wearing on him. He knows what Black Monday is because he's been a byproduct, because he's worked for coaches that have been fired on Black Monday, and then that got him promoted. So he knows firsthand what Black Monday's all about.
It goes back to George Clinton say during his that song he said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I'm sure he wasn't the only one to say it, but so for every person that gets fired, that means somebody else has an opportunity.
Well, it's playing out right now in front of our eyes in the college game. Now, in the college game, they don't have Black Monday. Basically, they have termination winter. Right? So once the season ends, which is right now, all of a sudden there are mass firings and hirings. So Charlie Strong, who's the head coach of Texas, Charlie Strong got fired. He made $19 million by getting fired, right? Now.
Oh, I'm going into the coaching business. Is it too late for me?
But another brother, Willie Taggart, got the Oregon job, going to get $4 million a year for that, right? So now Charlie Strong's up for Willie Taggart's old job. But if he takes it, he's going to lose $10
million. Did you say $4 million? Like four? How many zeros is that? 6 zeros after the 7 zeros.
It's 2 commas. That's what I know.
We're going to take a break. Oh, but we're going to come back and finish our discussion with we have in the studio Coach Keith Howard. He has a radio show on Blog Talk called The Extra Points, and he's joining us every second Friday of the month right here on Radio 1. The number is 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for this brother, call us at 1-800-450-7876. When we come back, we're going to finish that up. And also, we're going to tackle this thing called buyer's remorse. Buyer's remorse. Have you done some things in the past where you regretted it before you even got a home good? So if you have a product or service that you're offering, buyer's remorse is not your friend. We're going to talk about that and how to prevent it. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
$14.50 WOL.
choice parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community. And as Marlon said, Marlon, I tell you, boy, you may have made my day. I may have been slipping into a little highway hypnosis over here. And I got to realize that just because we got jobs and we got service industries, we got to get down to the root. We got to get some infrastructure. And it ain't pretty and sexy. You got to get greasy, dirty. You got to get some dirt under your fingernails. And, folks, we've gotten away from that, but we better get back to it. We better get back to it. So thanks again for Marlon, who called in a moment ago. We have in the studio Coach Keith Howard. And welcome back to the booth, Keith. And also we're going to acknowledge our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Going into 2017, if you're tired of meeting people in the Tasty Freeze out in the McDonald's, it's too cold for that stuff today, folks. I know in the past you may have called somebody and said, look, all right now, I want you to meet me down here at the Panera Bread so we can go over this contract. So you get over there, you got to park in the parking lot, walk 3 or 4 blocks to get to the place. You get there, your place hadn't opened up yet, and you were late. Somebody's cold and angry. You don't have to do that, folks. Over at BLE Executive Suites, they have offices you can rent by the day, by the hour. You can get a long-term agreement. Start 2017 with a good location. Check out BLE Suites at BLESuites.com or call them at 301-322-1700. Ask for Miss Bernadette Clay. She's a good supporter of the show. She is doing it the right way. I mean, that sister is really, really doing it. Keith, you were talking about this Black Monday, and I think I'm starting to see it now, so I don't have to go buy my daughter a big gift right now. I don't have to go out and start shopping anew on...
Well, it depends on who your team is. If it's the Redskins, probably not.
Probably not. They're not going to be at that number, right? Well, I tell you what. Now, you said that, so we got a lot of things going on. We got the season's coming to an end. We got the college. We got the football. We got this Black Monday thing. So kind of give us an overview of where what we can expect to see in the next coming days.
Well, in the college game, you should expect to see a lot of movement. And that's I think, healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, to see a guy like Willie Taggart, who's told at Western Kentucky and South Florida, get the Oregon job. That's a big deal. He's making $4 million. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal for a coach of color. That's huge.
Every time I hear that number, $4
million. Well, but remember now, the guy who's going to take Willie Taggart's old job at South Florida, he's the lead guy, lead candidate, Charlie Strong. If he takes that job, we'll lose $10 million. Oh. Of the 19 he got for getting fired. So
I'm in the wrong line of work, man.
Yeah, you are. So in the pro game, you should expect in some cities there's going to be an administration change. It was in our country, there will be a change at the leadership of the football team. Period, the end.
Pop up in heaven. Why didn't you teach me how to shoot a ball? But you said there are other jobs. There's a lot of jobs. You don't have to be administrators and
trainers, managers, equipment managers. I mean, an equipment manager is a 6-figure guy just to fit your helmet.
And they probably need marketing guys. Hey, there's hope for me yet.
There is absolutely hope.
All right. Also, Keith, you have a book. I do.
I am so excited.
I tell you what. I say, what took you so long? Because I've been following you. I said, this guy is a walking wealth of information and inspiration, not just the information about sports and the all the numbers you have in your head and all the personalities, but the inspiration part of it. I mean, I've seen you working with the young people, you've coached, you've done all this. So this book is long overdue as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you get in line for that one. Okay. I've been told that from both stranger and family, right, that when are you going to write this book? So the long and short of it is, you know, I ran a company and I lost $15 million. But I'm richer now than I've ever been. And people want to know, what's the secret sauce? How in the world do you say that? How do you even say, how do you wrap your head around, fold your lips and say, I'm richer now than I've ever been after losing $15 million?
Now, if that's
got to read the book to find out the answer.
That is in your book. I want one.
Chapter 5.
I'm going to be the first one to buy this book.
Well, you can do
lose $15 million and be richer now than you were before you lost the $15 million. Now, that's got to be, if that's not a bestseller, I don't know what is.
Well, you know, we've gotten great positive buzz. The book's release date is December 15th. You absolutely can go get it at okay. www.extrapointsllc.com.
Okay.
The name of the book is Extra Points, The Life of My Story. And I named it that because everybody's got a story. You've got one. That's I've got one. Everybody's got one. But do they have a life? And my story has got a life. It almost died, but it's really, really living right now. And that's what you got to buy the book to read about.
And I know, like in my case, my story is your story. You just have to move some of the parts and some of the characters around.
Absolutely.
Some things are bigger and greater, some are lower. But we all have a similar story, but they have different components. And
that's right.
That's why I think your story is going to be particularly intriguing because of, one, it's $15 million. Good God, if I lost $15 million, my story would be what train to jump in front of.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of coaches along the way that I recognize in the book,
right,
that helped that journey. And that's the other thing. And when you talk about inspiration, not only have I been inspired by many, but now that's my life's work, is to inspire others.
Wow. Folks, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have a coach right there on the homepage. We've got his contact information. And also go to his website, extrapointsllc.com. Go ahead and order your pre-copy of this book that's coming up. I can't wait, Keith. Thank you for joining me today. I want you to hang around, and I'm going to jump into this topic here, my flagship marketing sermon. Now, some of you guys out here, we have this phenomenon called buyer's remorse. You know how you're going out and bought something? You bought something, Keith.
Like hiring a coach?
Hiring a coach.
And then he didn't win the game, enough games?
Best example I can think of.
I got buyer's remorse.
That's right. The guy, you all this hype, you got all this, spent all this money, you get the bet, you did the press, you know, big press release and everything. Next thing you know, guy haven't won a game all year. So that owner has what we call classic buyer's remorse. But for lay people, you may have bought a car, you bought a vacation property, you signed up for this health plan, go to the gym, or you signed up for this thing, you never used it. So you bought this real estate, you have what is called buyer's remorse. And what it is you're second-guessing yourself. If I spent this money, I can't get it back, or can I? And you're really just sitting there saying to yourself, did I do the right thing? So anybody who's in business, this is something you have to be aware of, acutely aware of, and you have to nip it in the bud. I'm going to give you some quick tips on how to nip buyer's remorse in the bud and how you can prevent it from coming back to bite you. The first one you want to do is to qualify your buyers. I've said this so many times, my face is blue again. I done turned blue, purple, green, and a few other colors, but I will say this again. Everybody is not your customer. So the more work you have to do to sell that product and service, it's more likely you're going to have some buyer's remorse on the other end. If you had to trick them, cajole them, bamboozle them, hoodwink them, do put in a ton of fine print, there's a good chance that this person may come back and have some remorse later on. So you want to qualify your buyers. Make sure that buyer is the right buyer for your product or service. The second one you want to make sure of is to cut down on the fine print. It's okay to have the fine print. You got to protect yourself because there are some people that are really going to try to take advantage of you. But you want to make sure that the parts that are plain are truthful and spell those parts out in the beginning. If it's going to be, so look, this, you have to sign up for a year. Don't hide that somewhere in the fine print. Don't make the person think they can go from month to month when you're actually locking them in for a year. Spell those things out. If it's in the fine print, bring those things out that's going to cause you problems later on and discuss them. Number three, hammer home the benefits. hammer home the benefits. Make sure that people understand the benefit of what it is they're getting. If you make those benefits clear and you got to reinforce them, hammer those benefits home. Here's another one, folks. Under promise and over deliver. This is probably the most important one of all of them. Don't make these grandiose promises that you cannot deliver. That is the best way to get somebody to come back and say, look, hey, I want my money back. You tricked me. I have buyer's remorse. So under promise and over deliver. Here's another one. Ask that customer, why do they want it? And if they give you a reason that's weak, you may have to underpin it with something. And you may decide that maybe this is not for them after all. They may have some misunderstanding. They may be doing it because they were pressured. They saw something on TV. They thought it's something that they needed. You may find out that it's not what they really need after all. You want to reinforce that buying decision. I use this with test. I do testimonies. We use testimonies traditionally to get customers. But the best, a equally important use of testimonies is after you have sold that product or service to somebody. Have that person, have that one of those people call them if you have to. Or send them to some letters that, guess what? You just bought this new car. Guess who else just bought this car? The neighbor bought it. The preacher, some popular person on TV bought it. So reinforce that buying decision. And last but not least, follow up. Make yourself accessible after that sale, if not more so than you were before the sale. Don't disappear. Silence is not golden when it comes to sales, particularly when you're talking about this buyer's remorse. Make yourself accessible when that person, don't just wait for them to call you. Call them in advance. Say, I'm checking on you to make sure everything works out. That's the best way to prevent buyer's remorse is to be in contact with that person to make sure there is no buyer's remorse, and it gives you a chance to nip it in the bud. Folks, that's my marketing sermon today. We have had ourselves a great show. I want to thank Coach Keith Howard. We're going to see you back in a few weeks, and also we're going to tune
Black Monday will be over. Black Monday will be over when, so we'll see what happens.
You can talk about it. And absolutely. Also, we're going to listen to your show tomorrow on Blog Talk. Go to marketingpulpit.com for the full schedule of all of our co-hosts and hosts. And folks, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk, folks. Let's get out here and get to work.
1450 WOL.
Good morning, I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by Lead Safe America. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs...